Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Win at Travel by Brian Kelly is a practical guide to making travel feel less expensive, less stressful, and more rewarding. Known for building the points guy, Kelly draws on years of experience helping travelers understand airline miles, hotel points, credit card benefits, and the small decisions that can dramatically change the quality of a trip. Rather than treating points and perks as an insider game, the book frames them as tools anyone can learn with the right habits and a clear plan. It also widens the focus beyond redemptions to the full travel experience, choosing where to spend, when to book, how to protect yourself from disruptions, and how to navigate airports and hotels with confidence. The result is a modern playbook for travelers who want better trips without necessarily increasing their budget. Whether you are planning one vacation a year or flying constantly for work, the book aims to help you travel smarter, upgrade more often, and waste less time and money. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a points and miles strategy that fits your life. A central theme is that points and miles only work well when they match your real travel patterns. Instead of chasing every deal, the book encourages choosing a focused approach, which airlines you actually fly, which hotel brands exist where you go, and whether you value free nights, upgrades, or flexible cash like rewards. That foundation helps prevent the common trap of collecting scattered points that never add up to meaningful traps that never add up to meaningful trips. The guidance typically emphasizes understanding loyalty program basics, earning structures, and the difference between transferable points and single brand currencies. It also highlights the importance of setting specific goals, such as a family spring break trip, a business class flight for an anniversary, or a hotel heavy road trip. With a goal in mind, you can decide which points matter, how many you need, and how to earn them efficiently through everyday spending, welcome offers, and partner activity. The broader message is that a simple, repeatable system beats constant tinkering. By treating rewards like a personal travel budget you manage intentionally, you reduce frustration and increase the odds of consistently turning points into real flights and stays. Secondly, choosing credit cards and benefits. Without getting burned, the book tackles a major lever of modern travel, credit card ecosystems, and the perks they unlock. It generally frames cards as tools that can pay for themselves when used responsibly, especially through benefits like airport lounge access, travel credits, free checked bags, elite status boosts, and trip protections. At the same time, it reinforces that value depends on your habits, your ability to pay in full, and your comfort with annual fees. A reader can expect guidance on comparing cards by net value, not marketing claims. That includes factoring in credits you will truly use, the usefulness of earning categories for your typical spending, and the flexibility of points transfer partners. The discussion also points toward building a small, purposeful wallet rather than collecting cards impulsively. Another likely emphasis is learning to read the fine print, authorized user fees, restrictions on credits, and the conditions for insurance coverage, such as paying with the card and keeping documentation. By clarifying how perks work in real scenarios, the book helps travelers avoid common mistakes and choose benefits that directly reduce costs or improve comfort on trips. Thirdly, finding and booking high-value flights and hotels, a key topic is how to translate rewards into bookings that feel like wins. The book focuses on the mechanics that determine value, award pricing models, availability, peak dates, and the trade-offs between redeeming points or paying cash. Readers are typically guided to think in terms of optionality and timing, such as booking early for scarce routes, remaining flexible with airports and dates, and using tools and alerts to track prices. It also underscores that the best redemption is not always the most glamorous one. Sometimes using points for a last-minute domestic flight, a pricey hotel in a high-season city, or a trip with multiple travelers can deliver more practical value than a single luxury splurge. On the hotel side, it often highlights when points shine due to resort fees, taxes, and high nightly rates, and how elite benefits like breakfast or late checkout can meaningfully improve a stay. The overall approach is structured: compare cash versus points, consider cancellation flexibility, and select redemption opportunities that maximize convenience as well as value. This helps readers book smarter and feel confident they are not wasting their rewards. Fourthly, upgrades, status, and comfort, making travel feel premium. Beyond saving money, the book explores how travelers can reliably improve comfort. This includes strategies around airline and hotel status, as well as the practical benefits that come with it. Better seat assignments, priority boarding, upgrades, free breakfast, late checkout, and dedicated support lines when things go wrong. Rather than implying status is always worth pursuing, the guidance typically helps readers evaluate the break-even point based on how often they travel and what they would otherwise pay for those conveniences. It also points to alternative paths to comfort that do not require heavy travel volume, such as credit card perks, lounge memberships, and booking tactics that increase the odds of upgrades. Readers also learn to think about the total journey, not just the flight. Comfort can come from minimizing connections, choosing flights that reduce disruption risk, selecting hotels with reliable service, and using airport and hotel benefits to reduce friction. The broader takeaway is that premium travel is often about process and planning, not luck. By combining the right benefits with smart booking and realistic expectations, travelers can make frequent improvements that add up to a noticeably better experience. Lastly, protecting your trip, disruptions, policies, and smart habits, modern travel is full of uncertainties, so the book highlights protection and resilience as part of winning. This topic includes understanding cancellation rules, change policies, and how to document issues when delays, lost bags, or overbooked flights occur. It also covers the role of travel insurance and credit card protections, with a focus on knowing what is covered, what is excluded, and what steps you must take to qualify for reimbursement. Another element is building habits that reduce the chance of problems, allowing buffer time, choosing sensible connections, keeping essential items in a carry-on, and monitoring weather and operational issues before heading to the airport. The book also encourages travelers to use customer service channels effectively, including knowing when to call, message, or escalate, and how loyalty status or premium cards can improve assistance. The overall aim is not to eliminate risk, but to be prepared so disruptions cost less money and less peace of mind. When travelers understand their rights, their options, and their backup plans, they can make calm decisions under pressure and salvage trips that might otherwise be ruined. In conclusion, this book suits travelers who want better trips without needing a luxury budget, including beginners curious about points, busy professionals who fly for work, families trying to stretch vacation dollars, and travelers who feel overwhelmed by changing loyalty rules. It benefits readers by turning rewards, perks, and protections into a usable system. Instead of hoping for deals, you learn how to set travel goals, earn points efficiently, redeem them with confidence, and reduce friction through benefits like lounges, priority services, and hotel perks. The practical payoff is time saved, money saved, and more enjoyable journeys, especially when disruptions happen. Compared with many similar travel hacking books, this one stands out for its broader view of what winning means. It is not only about extreme tricks or rare sweet spots, but also about everyday decision-making that improves comfort and reliability. The emphasis on choosing strategies that match your life, understanding card and insurance details, and balancing value with flexibility makes it more sustainable than advice that only works for hobbyists. If you want a clear playbook you can apply trip after trip, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Brian Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.